You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and insightful daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and refined product markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the U.S. energy landscape.
Monday, May 11, 2026. How high? Surge in U.S. crude exports ups estimates of what Gulf Coast terminals can handle. Published by Housley Carr. The months-long closure of the Strait of Hormuz has spurred a dramatic ramp-up in crude oil exports from the U.S. Gulf Coast, USGC, this spring as a wide range of international buyers scrambled to replace oil stranded in the Persian Gulf. That surge in U.S. exports has prompted two big questions. 1. How much crude oil can USGC marine terminals reliably send out on a sustained basis? And 2. Does the region need more crude export capacity, especially if the Iran conflict drags on and buyers increasingly turn to U.S. suppliers to fill the gap? In today's RBN blog, we'll discuss recent USGC export volumes, what they reveal about the region's true export limits, and how the region's export capacity could be impacted by Sentinel Midstream's newly sanctioned Texas Gulf Link project. Estimates vary, but given that some 12 million barrels per day of crude oil had been transiting the Strait of Hormuz prior to the Iran conflict, it's safe to say that more than 800 million barrels of predominantly light and medium sour oil has failed to exit the Persian Gulf region since hostilities began on February 28, 70-odd days times 12 million barrels. There's no way that massive volume of crude can be replaced in short order, but the countries that had been the most dependent on oil from Saudi Arabia, Iraq, the United Arab Emirates, UAE, Kuwait, and Iran have been doing their best to find alternative sources, and fast, for as much replacement oil as they can get their hands on. The U.S. has, of course, been a primary source due to its abundance of mostly light sweet shale oil, and, thanks to the ongoing release of 172 million barrels from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, SPR, substantial volumes of medium sour oil too. Of the 86 million barrels the U.S. offered in its first SPR tranche in April and May, a hefty 76 million barrels was medium sour, the other 10 million barrels was light sweet. According to RBN's weekly Crude Voyager report, USGC terminals sent out more than 5 million barrels per day for a record 3 weeks in a row, more than 5.1 million barrels per day the week ended April 17, an all-time high of 5.8 million barrels per day the week ended April 24, and nearly 5.7 million barrels per day the week ended May 1. As shown in Figure 1 of the blog, terminals in Corpus Christi sent out nearly 3.1 million barrels per day the most recent week, while Houston area terminals exported just over 2 million barrels per day, and terminals in Beaumont, Texas, and Louisiana shipped 214,000 barrels per day and 350,000 barrels per day, respectively. It would be impossible to predict with any certainty how long the Strait of Hormuz standoff will continue, even with the latest hopes for peace. Bettors on Polymarket as of May 8 saw only a 54% chance that traffic through the strait will return to normal by June 30, but we'd wager that U.S. crude oil export volumes will remain elevated for some time. That raises the question of whether the record and near-record volumes being shipped out of USGC terminals the past few weeks can be sustained, or maybe even increase, if market conditions warrant. See Double-Edged Sword. Estimating how much crude oil a single terminal, or collection of terminals like the ones along the Gulf Coast, can receive, stage, load, and send out on a steady, reliable basis is an inexact science. There are many variables to consider, such as inbound pipeline capacity, on-site storage capacity, pumping capacity, the draft depth and traffic of shipping channels that service the terminal, and the size of the tankers, or supertankers, such as Aframaxes, Suezmaxes, or very large crude carriers, VLCCs, that can use the facility. Some terminal operators have stated what they consider the export capacity of their facilities to be, but it can be difficult to discern whether these ratings represent throughputs that can be repeated week in and week out or best-case scenarios. This can work both ways. Export terminals and shippers can work miracles when market opportunities present themselves. We've seen examples of that the past few weeks. On the other hand, shippers and export facilities can get hamstrung by port congestion, fog, or other external factors that might make it impossible for them to send out as many loaded tankers as their terminal could otherwise handle. With these variables in mind, RBN's method for estimating a marine terminal's consistent, repeatable capacity for exporting crude oil is to use the facility's maximum observed monthly loadings. However, while this data point shows how much crude a terminal has actually sent out within a given month, it does not represent a maximum level the terminal could achieve on a regular basis. Special circumstances, such as an extra loading that was squeezed in on the first or last day of the terminal's maximum exports month, could give the facility a somewhat higher than deserved capacity rating. Also, a terminal may, in fact, be able to handle more crude than its maximum observed monthly loadings number would suggest. In any case, our early May analysis found that the largest crude terminals along the USGC have a combined 30-day maximum observed capacity of 8.35 million barrels per day, with 3.85 million barrels per day of that in Corpus Christi/Ingleside, 2.42 million barrels per day in the Houston area, including Freeport and Texas City, 977,000 barrels per day in the Beaumont area, including Nederland, and 1.10 million barrels per day in Louisiana. That 8.35 million barrels per day estimate, we should note, is up by 660,000 barrels per day, million barrels per day from the 7.67 million barrels per day mark we calculated for Q1 2025 and is 722,000 barrels per day higher than our 7.6 million barrels per day estimate in Q1 2024. Note that the 8.35 million barrels per day estimate of the terminal's maximum reliable capacity is about 3.3 million barrels per day higher than the roughly 5 million barrels per day that the USGC exported, on average, in April. There are a few granular things to glean from our new analysis. One is that the Houston and Corpus Christi areas were the largest contributors to the increase in observed 30-day maximum capacity over the past year. Houston increased from 2.15 million barrels per day in Q1 2025 to 2.42 million barrels per day in Q1 2026, largely due to increases at the Seabrook Logistics Terminal, up from 380,000 barrels per day to 520,000 barrels per day, and the Texas International Terminal along the Galveston Ship Channel, up from 80,000 barrels per day to 230,000 barrels per day, the latter of which recorded its first crude oil exports in January 2025. Another factor in the Houston area's impressive gain was the October 2025 completion of Project 11, a dredging project by the Houston Port Authority and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers that widened the Houston Ship Channel from 530 feet to 700 feet, thereby allowing improved two-way traffic, reduced congestion, and safer navigation. The Corpus Christi area, in turn, saw its estimated maximum capacity rise from 3.72 million barrels per day in Q1 2025 to 3.85 million barrels per day in Q1 2026, with a 125,000 barrels per day gain at South Texas Gateway, STG, in Ingleside, from 725,000 barrels per day to 850,000 barrels per day, accounting for virtually all the increase. The gain at STG coincides with owner Gibson Energy's recent completion of a new connection between the STG terminal and Plains All American's Cactus II pipeline out of the Permian. According to Gibson, the connection is designed to improve terminal connectivity and provide up to 700,000 barrels per day of incremental supply, a development that could support higher and more consistent crude export volumes at STG. As we said in the introduction to today's blog, there's a new and very important addition to the USGC's crude oil export infrastructure on the way. Sentinel Midstream announced May 5 that it has made a final investment decision, FID, on Texas Gulf Link, a $2.1 billion deepwater export terminal to be located about 30 miles off the coast of Freeport. Construction will begin soon and the terminal, which will be capable of fully loading 2 million barrels VLCCs, is slated to come online in Q4 2028. Plans call for Texas Gulf Link to receive crude via an onshore pipeline from the Houston market into above-ground storage tanks located near Jones Creek, Texas. From there, the oil will be transported on a 42-inch diameter pipeline to one of Texas Gulf Link's two floating single-point mooring, SPM, buoys. One notable aspect of this project is that Sentinel Midstream is an independent player, that is, it lacks any affiliates, such as upstream E&Ps, marketing arms or downstream refineries, that would potentially compete against its customers. Texas Gulf Link was one of several deepwater, VLCC-ready terminals proposed earlier in the 2020s in anticipation of rising U.S. crude oil exports and the perennial desire of shippers to improve efficiency and reduce shipping costs. For long-haul shipments to Asia in particular, nothing offers lower all-in per-barrel delivery costs than the ability to fully load a VLCC without any reverse lightering. Four contenders emerged as front-runners in the competition to build the first and probably only new offshore project, Texas Gulf Link: Enterprise Product Partners Seaport Oil Terminal, SPOT, Energy Transfer's Blue Marlin, and Phillips 66 and Trafigura's Blue Water Texas. See our drill down report for more on those. Ultimately, everyone but Sentinel Midstream decided to chase other capital initiatives, Sentinel's effort received a big boost last September when Japan pledged to invest a total of $550 billion in U.S. projects as part of a trade deal with the Trump administration. In February, Texas Gulf Link was identified as one of the first projects to be funded under the agreement. As we see it, it's likely that Texas Gulf Link will become a leading alternative for shippers using VLCCs and thereby draw business away from less efficient terminals along the USGC. That may result in one or more terminals exiting the crude oil business and shifting to other commodities. Any way you look at it, the Gulf Coast appears to have ample capacity for handling incremental barrels that may come its way over the next several years. How High was written by Reggie Noble, Redman, Eric Sermon, and Clifton Smith Jr., Method Man. It appears as the seventh song on the show, the soundtrack album produced by Russell Simmons for the 1995 Brian Robbins film of the same title. The song is a stoner anthem celebrating camaraderie, having fun, and smoking the evil weed. It was the first official collaboration between rappers Method Man of Wu-Tang Clan and Redman of Def Squad. The duo remixed the song and included it on their debut album, Blackout, released in September 1999, and included it in the soundtrack to their 2001 film of the same name. Released as a single in August 1995, it went to number 2 on the Billboard Rap Songs chart and number 13 on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles chart. It has been certified gold by the Recording Industry Association of America, RIAA. Personnel on the record were Method Man, vocals, Redman, vocals, Brendan O'Brien, Dexter Simmons, Eric Sermon, Ivan Rodriguez, Jack Herska, Jose Reynoso, Mathematics, Mike Wilson, Noel Campbell, Paul Logos, Rich Keller, Tommy Utso, Troy Hightower, and Wasim Zarik, programming, sampling, engineering. The album, the show, the soundtrack, is the soundtrack to Brian Robbins' hip-hop film of the same name, released in August 1995. It features several hip-hop artists such as Tupac, Kid Creel, Dr. Dre, Snoop Doggy Dogg, LL Cool J, Method Man, and Redman. The album was released in August 1995 and went to number 1 on the Billboard Top R&B/Hip-Hop Albums chart and number 4 on the Billboard 200 Albums chart. It has been certified platinum by the RIAA. Two singles were released from the LP. Method Man and Redman are an American hip-hop duo that have been collaborating since 1994. They have released two studio albums, one soundtrack album, and 8 singles. Method Man, Clifford Smith Jr., is an American rapper, record producer, and actor. As a solo artist, he has released 7 studio albums and 34 singles. He is also a member of the popular East Coast rap group, Wu-Tang Clan. He is currently on tour in the U.S. Redman, Reggie Noble, is an American rapper, record producer, and actor. As a solo artist, he has released 9 studio albums, 1 soundtrack album, 1 EP, and 28 singles. He is currently on tour in Europe.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.